When Sophie Perry Billings decided to start working remotely, everyone she knew was alarmed. Everyone I told, my family, my friends, my boyfriend, they were all really worried about me working remotely, Perry Billings said in explaining her decision, because I'm just such a people person. I love being around people. Perry Billings has worked for Acceleration Partners since 2017, serving as our Associate Director of Marketing in Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. Before joining our team, she had never worked remotely, even on a part-time basis. On top of that, she lived and still lives in London, where working from home was essentially unheard of in the business world at the time. Perry Billings' peers were certain she would feel isolated working from home, especially because she'd be the only person in her social circle doing so. But even though she had no experience with virtual work, she had an inescapable feeling that she'd enjoy it, so she took the plunge. Although she'd had good experiences working in an office in the past, Perry Billings' most recent office job was a maddening environment reminiscent of a New Age workplace parody. She spent 6 months working in a large open-plan office, sharing a floor with 50 colleagues, working at long tables, and dealing with endless distractions. "I hated the office. It was loud, it was clicky, and they played music all the time," Perry Billings recalled. "There was literally a Sonos speaker next to my desk, and I had no control over whether it was on or off." On top of that, Perry Billings spent 90 minutes commuting daily, cramming into the London Underground twice a day just to get to this distracting work environment. She was living an all too familiar, unpleasant office experience, unaware that there were better workplace models available. Even after her last experience, Perry Billings didn't actively seek out a virtual role when she joined our team. London has an ingrained office culture where commuting into the city, going out for drinks after work, and going straight from work to the club on a Friday night is quite common. Remote work was so rare in the UK in 2017 that people outside the company were stunned when Perry Billings joined video calls from a home office. She was taking a chance and stepping onto a professional frontier when she started working virtually. And yet, despite being an extrovert in one of the least virtual work-oriented cities in the world, Perry Billings adjusted quickly, and she has loved working from home ever since. Perry Billings especially loves having the ability to set a flexible schedule for herself, allowing her to focus on her health, wellness, and personal relationships without sacrificing her work. When she worked in an office, she often left for work particularly early to avoid peak hours on the underground. She ate a rushed lunch at her desk and would often eat junk food for dinner simply because she was too exhausted from a full day of working and commuting to prepare anything else. Since transitioning to remote work, Perry Billings has enjoyed, in her words, a drastically better quality of life. She can make space in her schedule to exercise and cook healthy meals. She can set aside extended blocks of time for quiet, focused work without worrying about loud colleagues or blaring music. She can even visit family who live in other cities more frequently and for more extended stays. "Before, if I wanted to see them for an extended period of time, I would have to take a day off," Perry Billings said. "Whereas now I can work on the train and work at my parents' house. I can spend more time with my family than if I was visiting them for one night over a weekend." Perry Billings acknowledges that her remote work experience isn't perfect. London isn't known for offering spacious homes, and when she first started working from home, she had to keep her desk in her bedroom as it was the only space she had available. She initially faced challenges separating her work and home lives, including struggling to set a clear time to stop working at the end of the day. While the benefits of virtual work outweigh any drawbacks in her eyes, there were some adjustments, even during non-pandemic times. She emphasized that it was helpful that she joined a completely remote organization rather than being one of a small number of virtual employees at an otherwise in-person company. "We knew that virtual work wouldn't be an established norm for our European team members, so we made a specific effort to make the onboarding process as smooth as possible for them and gave them resources for a smooth adjustment." As a manager, Perry Billings has helped multiple direct reports to adapt to a flexible working environment. "Our organization tends to attract conscientious, highly accountable people, and managers occasionally have to remind employees that they have the freedom to design a schedule that works for them, as long as they accomplish their tasks and communicate clearly with clients and colleagues." In the early days of working from home, Perry Billings needed some encouragement in this regard herself. "When I first started, it took a bit of a while to get in the groove of how flexible I was allowed to be," Perry Billings recalled. "I would ping my manager and say, 'Hey, I'm going to do a workout.' And she would say, 'You don't need to tell me that. It's fine.' That was her way of doing it." Trust is a foundational element of any positive work environment. This is especially true for remote organizations. Perry Billings' story illustrates that remote work is most beneficial for employees when they are given the trust and autonomy to leverage the flexibility that can come from working from home.